Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Media mogul and the legend agent to the biggest names in international cricket. This is Baja TV Podcast with Baja Powell.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliated organizations or entities. The content shared is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, medical, or any other form of professional advice.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Hey guys, welcome to the Basha TV podcast with me, your girl, Jess Basha, no guests. I like to think of myself as your favorite truth teller. You know, I have this ability, I'm told, to tell you the truth with love. So here we go. Another one. Today we're talking about the one thing that changed the game for me after 50. I found my dream career at 50. But let me tell you, it didn't start off that way. I remember after I turned 40, I did not feel like my best self. I was looking fine like wine, as we say, where I'm from in the Caribbean. But the truth is, I was not feeling my best inside in all areas of my life. I had successfully completed a cancer treatment. So for those of you who don't know anything about me and you're listening to this podcast for the first time today, I'm a breast cancer survivor, 16 years to this day. And I was diagnosed really early. We just had our second son, Ross. And a year after he was born, actually the day after his birthday, I discovered a lump. And yeah, like many people, it was really terrifying. It was a game changer for my family and I. And I successfully completed my breast cancer treatment after a year. And then I was like, okay, let's proceed. I got this. And then our son, Ross, was diagnosed with autism. And let me tell you something. It's one thing to have your own diagnosis and, you know, you know that, hey, I'm going to fight because I'm going to live for my children. But it's the next thing for your child to be diagnosed with something. And for us, that was autism. And that changed everything because I knew at that point, and so did my husband, that we couldn't stay in the Caribbean anymore. There was nothing for him there. Despite our best attempt to set up stuff for his development, we knew that all roads would lead to the United States of America. And we did just that. So just before my 40th birthday, I packed up my children with my husband, left the Caribbean, and decided to start life all over again. Yeah, at 40. And it was terrifying, guys. I wouldn't lie. Because autism is no joke. Cancer is no joke. And I think I just couldn't allow myself to feel pain. I just had to be in go mode, or whatever mode that was. You know, friends of mine tell me I make it look easy. It wasn't easy, but I was not about to become a victim. When I think back now, I think I could have been softer on myself, but here we are. The road. So when I tell you that, you know, the things that I'm about to share with you leading up to 50, I don't want you to think that, well, she can say that. She has a great life. She has money. She has a nice life. She lives here or there. No, no, not negativo. I had my challenges along my journey. I had my flat tires, as I like to say. And I remember back then, which was like a decade ago, I was just so scared at times. In the back of my head, I was not where I wanted to be some days. I experienced a lot of anxiety because here I was having this amazing career in the Caribbean, where I started my talk show, had a successful magazine, and I knew once our son got diagnosed that this life was not about to be the same. And I had to take a serious decision along with my husband to find a path that would be best for him. And I did that. So fast forward to maybe like a year later, after migrating to the US, we're there and I'm thinking, oh my God, girl, what did you do? You're starting over at 40? Are you nuts? You're coming to the US? And listen, guys, we didn't come to the US to like, I didn't work for anybody. I had to start my entire business over. And I met this guy. He's a successful businessman. I don't want to say what country he's from, but he was, you know, an immigrant as well. And I started, you know, interviewing people informally because that's what I do. I tell stories and I collect them. And he said to me, he said, Basha, if you don't make your money, and I think by that he meant have an established career, etc., by 50, it becomes harder after 50. And that was like the most terrifying thing I heard at that time. I stored that in my brain like hardware. The worst part is that I actually believed him. So every day after he said that to me, I walked around with this chip on my shoulder. I was like, okay, I need to do this by 50. 50 became like a death sentence, but in a different way. And needless to say, once I turned 48, I started to have a conversation with God. I mean, I was not at the same place I was at 40. By 48, I had moderate success, and I like to think it was. But it was, you know, we were doing pretty okay. But I started talking to God because I said, well, 50 coming up, and this guy already told me it's going to be harder to make my money. So I said, God, you know, thanks. I've achieved a lot of things. I've had a decent career, decent accomplishments, etc. So I was very contented with my life, blah, blah, blah. So I started, in a weird way, expecting less money. I was like, well, I guarantee, you know, make sure these things are paid up and, you know, I'll have less opportunities coming into my life. After all, I'm going to be 50, and in my 50s, I'll make less money because someone told me that turning 50 was a dead end. And, you know, as the saying goes, tell God your plans and he would laugh. Well, he laughed. And God turned that dead end into a cul-de-sac for me. And he said, make a U-turn. Yeah. He said, make a U-turn. Because 50 is no dead end. So, you know what God did? He waited until I was about to turn 50, and he gave me the creative wisdom to start a global sports agency called 124 Nautical Sports Agency. I will never forget that moment because I literally had a discussion with my cousin who lives in the Caribbean. And I said, girl, I good, you know, what have I making now? I would make that work. I was so convinced that I needed to be good. And, you know, I was wrapping up stuff. And he allowed me to believe my mess. And then he said, okay, this is what you're going to do now. In addition to which, you'll start some successful podcasts, one I use as practice. And, you know, he allowed us to purchase some properties, my husband and I. And he said to me one day, how is 50 looking? Because by this time, you're girl busy and full of intentions. And I'm basically starting over. I made a U-turn and I didn't even realize. I'm like, I even forgot I was 50. But ladies and gentlemen, do you know what I learned by 50 that changed the game for me? Your age is not a death sentence. Your mindset is. Once I turned 50 and realized that I was not getting old, even though I was older, I was actually getting smarter and wiser. Yeah. That's what 50 did for me. You know, by the time you turn 50, whoever you are, listen to this podcast, you would have failed attempts and practice at your life goals. So now you are ready for the big league. For me, once I hit 50, my brain was as sharp as a new nail. I did not feel like someone who could not surpass my achievements in the past. At 52, I am poised to make sure that my 50s are the best era where I can and will make my dreams come true. Yeah, believe that. 50 is no death sentence. By the time I turn 50, I quickly realize, you know, in our 50s, we focus on fulfillment. No one is successful unless they are fulfilled. What I did not realize in my early 40s, when that gentleman was talking to me, is that success is about fulfillment, not a figure. I started to measure my happiness differently after age 50. I established a spreadsheet with the things I needed to have each month. Pay them insurance. You're going to need a retirement. Do this. Go to the beach more. What does that cost? $0. And once these things were covered, I decided I was going to take a path where I would take less to get more. And this approach was a game changer for me. Because what actually happened is that I focus on having fun with what I was doing daily in my 50s. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, the 50s can be fun. I was no longer interested in doing things that didn't bring me joy. More importantly, I was no longer interested in being around people who didn't bring me joy. Mm-hmm. When I think now about the advice I received from that older gentleman almost a decade ago, okay, he was not trying to be terrible or he wasn't incorrect at the time. However, guys, remember, things and times have changed. ChatGPT is now a thing that you can actually use in university. Encyclopedias are no more. So now, as we get older, we have more technology available to us to work smarter. What's available to someone in their 50s and 60s now? We are not confined to limited opportunities anymore. 50s, 60s, 70s, life is different. My 50s actually feel like my 20s, except now I have a greater sense of purpose, career freedom, financial security, life experiences, and ChatGPT, who does everything for me once I tell it. The 50s have been a game changer and is poised to be my best era. When we return, I'm going to share with you more of what I learned that was game changing for me at 50s. But in the meantime, I want to encourage you guys, if you haven't checked it out as yet, take a look at our new podcast with our Gen Zs. Yes, it's called The Views Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the Basha TV channel on YouTube, and you'll see more from our Gen Zs. This is the Basha TV Podcast. It's your girl, Basha, and we'll be right back.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's your girl Basha, and you're listening to the Basha TV podcast. And today we're talking about the, you know, what a game changer it was for me after turning 50. And the one thing that changed the game for me was mindset. I remember several years ago when I was first introduced to the hit show Sex and the City by my girlfriends in Jamaica. Every Sunday night, we would get together. We had to watch the show together. It was just amazing to sit and watch Carrie and the Gang, Carrie Bradshaw, and Charlotte, and Miranda, and everybody. And this was a huge thing for me because I just found it so amazing that Carrie made a living as a famous writer in New York City. I found it so intriguing that someone could actually earn a living doing something so glamorous, so fulfilling, like writing stories. As fictional as it was at the time, as far back as that, I locked into that story and I set the intention that storytelling would be my life, my career. To be honest, I actually did this at age 12, the first time my aunt and uncle put in the Caribbean placed an Ebony magazine in my hands while I was growing up in the Caribbean. It was just game changing. I've always been obsessed with telling stories about people, doing interviews, and really just, I just didn't believe that it could be a career because nobody around me ever showed me that. So fast forward to seeing Sarah Jessica Parker play an accomplished writer on Sex and the City. This made me more determined to have a career writing stories. So in August 2004, I launched a Basha magazine throughout the Caribbean. I started getting paid, guys, to write and tell stories. Yeah. This would then evolve into the number one talk show for Caribbean celebrities called The Basha Show. Now I started telling stories on television. And I made a career of that. And then, of course, our son was diagnosed. And I had to pause that to start a whole new life at 40. That, I think, made 50 even more scary. Starting over at 40, that's what I had to do. And I remember after the Basha Show ended, I actually felt like a failure. Yeah, believe it or not, back then I believed in failure, you know? And it wasn't until 2016 when we established a digital platform for Basha TV, we call it Basha Blog, that I started feeling like myself again. But in the back of my head, I was approaching 50. Because remember that gentleman I met as soon as I migrated to the US, and he told me that, hey, if you don't make that money by 50, it becomes harder. And I wanted to do this podcast because I know there are a lot of you out there thinking about that, watching your age and thinking that, hey, well, I'm getting older, so this is going to be over soon. And I think that even me at that time, I started to talk to myself with negatively, but with contentment. And, you know, I would say, God, you know, I'm well grateful, but there's enough for me. I think I do it already. My time passed, you know. How many people can relate to having those kinds of conversations with themselves? You know, I'm grateful, God, because you don't want God to think you're not grateful. I'm grateful, but I did Basha TV already. And so at age 49, when God laughed in my face and I became a sports agent. And I was very good at it. In the back of my head, I knew I wasn't finished telling stories. At my core, I'm a creative storyteller. And during the time that we started the sports agency, and it's done very well globally, the podcast industry was blowing up, and I was not going to stand on the sidelines and watch other people live my dream. So I decided to jump back into the game. And I caught my practice with my first podcast, Ask Basha. But as I started approaching my 52nd birthday, I knew I was not done telling stories and spotlighting iconic people on the Basha TV platform. I did not see being in my 50s as being a death sentence anymore and some kind of preparation for going to the grave. It's really crazy what people think out there about the 50s. For me, being in my 50s is like an awakening of some sort. I started waking up late, earlier, living mindfully, allowing fear to excite me. I was no longer caught up with how much money you can make or not make in my 50s. Money didn't define me. Fulfillment defined me. I also did an audit with the people I surrounded myself with. My priority became my spirituality, my authenticity, my peace, and my joy. And I decided, no matter what was going on, I was going to protect my energy with my life. So my focus shifted in my 50s. And that's what that gentleman didn't tell me. And one day, I woke up and my soul simply wanted something different. I realized I was not done. I also realized that I did not utilize this cul-de-sac called life. I should say, I also realized if I didn't utilize the cul-de-sac called life, I would have a lot of regrets. I had to put all the wisdom that I gathered en route to 50 to good use. I was about to implement all those lessons that I learned leading up to 50, and that would be a game changer. Let's pay some bills, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you my top lessons that I learned by 50 that changed the game for me and made me ultimately successful. It's your girl, Basha. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's your girl, Basha. And you're listening to the Basha TV podcast with me, just Basha. And I'm sharing with you the one thing that changed the game for me after 50. But here are the lessons. Here are the lessons that I found that were game changing. So the one thing that changed the game for me was a change of mindset. And that was crucial. And after that, everything fell into place. So these are the lessons I gathered along the way. Lesson number one, do what makes you happy. You hear that? Simple. Number one lesson. Because so many people are out there doing what they feel they need to do to make others happy. Oh, I can't do this because, you know, the negative contented talk. Because, oh gosh, if I do that, this will happen and the children. No. You have to do what's best for you to make you happy. I'm doing me. By the time I turned 50, my creative self took full control. I know myself so well now. If you get to 50 and you don't know yourself, something wrong. I don't need to experiment in my 50s. I know what I like. I know who I like. I know who don't like me. You know what works and what does not work. I also know that I'm not for everybody. And I'm okay with that. It does not matter how much money you have by 50. That's not how you measure this thing. If you are not doing what you love, the money won't matter. It won't make you happy. Living mindfully brings you happiness. If you focus on doing what makes you happy and you do it with the people who make you happy, eventually it will make you money. You hear that? Yeah. Yeah. Focus on what makes you happy. Lesson number two for me, age is just a number. I don't see 50 as old. When I was a little girl growing up in the Caribbean, I saw a 50-year-old woman as an old woman. Yeah, because they carry themselves that way. Now, a lot of women I look up to who are older than me, they're in their late 50s or early 60s, they inspire me to get better with age, both inside and outside. Aging is celebrated now, and the med spa industry is very kind to us women, as more and more non-invasive procedures are becoming increasingly more popular and affordable. So the beauty industry has been very kind to us. We have more available to us to make ourselves look nice on the outside, but it's more important to feel good on the inside. Lesson number three, and this was a key lesson. Purpose has no expiration date. I now know for sure that achieving greatness does not have an age. Too many people feel that way, and that's not right. It has a timeline and timing, but not an age. Some people will achieve their dreams by 30, others at 50, others at 60. Your purpose will reveal itself to you when the time is right, not when you think the time is right. When you are ready, the universe will align all the elements to ensure everything comes together for you. Yeah. Purpose. This has nothing to do with your age. Whatever has your name on it, it will be yours. That could be at 50, 55, 60, 65, or 70. Lesson number four, mindset means everything. I meet many people who are currently in their 50s and they're lost. They're unhappy. They're lost. The funny thing is they feel that they're lost because they're in their 50s. No, friend. You are lost because you wasted too many years in jobs or with people who did not make you happy or bring you fulfillment. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, people don't realize that growing older is not the same as getting old. Also, growing older does not cause unhappiness. You know, when we were growing up in the Caribbean, I would hear folks say, "She getting old and miserable," as if old age predisposes you to misery. You were miserable from birth, and whenever you age, you will age miserably. That's what makes you miserable, what you were predisposed to growing up. The moral of the story is once you are lucky enough to get to 50, don't focus on the number. Focus on the mindset, and you'll be quite fine. That was a game changer for me. It's your girl, Basha. Thank you for tuning in and stay tuned for more Just Basha episodes every Monday on the Basha TV podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, then you are going to enjoy the one after this entitled, "I Need to Tell You Something." Yeah, I need to tell you something. Go see what it's about. Always remember that your location determines your value. So be careful where you place yourself and who you place yourself with. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow. I'm outside. Cheers. Basha TV podcast was created by Basha Alicia Powell. Hosted by Basha Alicia Powell. Executive producer, Basha Alicia Powell. Producers, Delicia Winnell, Alicia Bazin. Creative, Basha TV Productions, LLC, Carver Consultant. Music, all rights reserved to Basha Alicia Powell and Ricardo Powell. Editors, Basha Alicia Powell, Delicia Winnell. Visual effects, Basha TV Productions, LLC and RJ Powell. Music composer, Basha TV Productions, All Rights Reserved. Guest bookings, Cava Consulting, Legal Consultants, Alicia Beza. Special thanks to all our guests.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.